You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Los mejores viajes nacen en la carretera, pero este comenzará en tu mente. ¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura.
Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir.
Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Of the transmission of the bill to the president, was so far as I understand, was on the judiciary was on the legislature and not.
Friends disappointed in the presidency and in general in what is happening now.
Is the conference,
you know, the Catholic Bishops Conference, disappointed in the fact that the president has not assented to this bill and in what is happening after the bill was passed by Parliament?
Yeah, the conference is not happy. Actually, they even intend to appoint the president to also understand him, and so you can't just also sit down and just listen. Whatever the radio is saying, others are saying, you need to go to the person and say, and have a discussion with him. Because all this, you need understanding, consensus, and trying to make sure that the country moves forward. Because the country is neither for NPC or MPP; it's for all of us. But the country has a constitution to rule us. But they are not happy with it, because if the president will not sign, for me, the bill should be transmitted to him, and then for him to give his reason why he cannot sign. That's, I think, the best thing.
Okay.
All the reasons that they are, most of them are general reasons. But it is not raised when you have received a letter of your secretary not to transmit. That is not the way the thing should be done. That's what the way things should be done. I think for me, the president didn't do well now. And now, so whatever the lady is saying now, for me, it's an afterthought. It's an upshot.
Thank you very much, Reverend Father Clement Kwesi Ejeh, Secretary General to the Catholic Bishops Conference there. Now, on this same issue, there's been a standoff between presidency and the parliament due to the president's refusal to assent to the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill due to an interlocutory injunction at the Supreme Court that has resulted in the suspension of the confirmation of the president's new minister designate. Now, Executive Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman, wants more consensus built on the issues.
It just signals for me the deteriorating level of relationship between the two arms of government. Look, right from the beginning of this eighth parliament, because of its character and nature, some of us have said over and over that we need, you know, find a way to build bridges, to build consensus, not only between the majority and the minority in the House, but also between the executive and the legislature, given the fact that, you know, this is not the seventh parliament where we have Right Honorable Michael Kwee as Speaker of Parliament, who is from the same stock like the president.
Dr. Rashid Rahman is the Executive Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs. Joining us on the telephone now is one of the affected ministers, lawyer Andrew Japa Mesa, who is Minister Designate for Tourism, Arts and Culture. But I'm grateful to you for joining us, Lawyer Mesa. You must be bothered by this development, no?
Well, let me say good evening to your cherished view, listeners. Yes, it's worrying, but I guess that it is what it is, and we just have to deal with it and see how this matter is resolved so that we can begin the work that His Excellency the President intends for us to go and do out our designated ministries.
Actually, in your absence and in the absence of a substantive minister, the sector or the ministry will experience a certain shortfall. What's the arrangement? I'm sure even though you are not there yet, but you have an eye on it. What's the arrangement to ensure that the ministry does not suffer for what's happening?
Well, thankfully, His Excellency the President has appointed caretaker ministers for the ministries where the ministers are going through the parliamentary process. And so I have engagements with the Honorable Asamoah Boateng, who is the caretaker minister for the Ministry of Tourism, Art and Culture, on a regular basis to keep me up to speed about some of the issues that have come up that requires urgent attention. And of course, he is mandated by law to then carry them out. But I get briefed on a day-by-day basis by himself and the chief director of the ministry. So we're keeping our eye on the issues that are waiting the processes to be completed so that we can go informally to begin our work.
Okay. Were you disappointed on the day the speaker, adjourned the House in a dying because of what was happening?
Well, I was surprised because I've seen the writ that my good friend, Honorable Dafiyamapo, has filed. And it's really in substance challenging the ministers who have been moved from one ministry or the other to new ministries. Of course, I mean, the letter that the President's Communications Director issued suggested in part that those ministers have been terminated. But if you read the entirety of the document, which as lawyers we are trained to glean the intention of the writer from the totality of the document, you can see that the intention of the president was to reassign some ministers, okay? And so he is challenging the termination and reassignment, if you like. It has nothing to do with ministers who have been appointed afresh, who have gone through the vetting process. And so I was surprised that the speaker came out to say that he was not going to continue with the approval processes because of the injunction application that had been filed. It came as a surprise to me, but it is what it is, and we just have to deal with it and see how the issues play out. I hope that it can be resolved as soon as possible so that the business of state can continue with the ministers taking their offices and working to prosecute the agenda of the people of Ghana.
Are you by any chance hoping that maybe Parliament will be reconvened anytime soon for the conferment to be done?
Well, that would be my expectation, because I believe that we due to come back sometime in May, and spending the whole of the rest of the month in April just so this matter can be dealt with, I think would be a stretch. And that would be my expectation. But of course, I mean, that's entirely within the bosom of the President and leadership of Parliament, including the Speaker, to, as it were, engage and try and resolve this matter, so that if there's a need for Parliament to be recalled, which I would expect should be the case, then we can go back and deal with this matter. Okay. Especially when the report of the Appointment Committee was to approve at least the first nine that I've seen by consensus. So really, it shouldn't be something that should take a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Grateful to you, Lawyer Messer, for joining us. He is Minister Designate for Tourism, Arts and Culture. So, Mr. Bejra, as an MP, aren't you worried that, I mean, ministers that are supposed to help keep government business running have not been confirmed because of what's happening?
Yeah, I'm really... But as my colleague has mentioned, this is how it is. We all go by the rule of law. If the rule of one rule of law is that if there's an injunction, interlocutory injunction on one set, and the other set also has interlocutory injunction, we go by the rule of law. I don't see it as a problem at all. My only worry is that the government business may suffer as we have now. And so, just as my good friend Alhaji Dramani has mentioned, that we should have a consensus, a backdoor consensus. We should have this backdoor consensus. This is the first time we have a hung parliament with a speaker coming from the other side. And so there should be that rapport, should be that relationship building between the two factions. That's if there's a faction anyway, between the speaker and the presidency. For the presidency to think that they have so much power than the legislative arms of government, I think that is not the best at all.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Emmanuel Bejra is a member of parliament and co-sponsor of the anti-gay bill. Well, as always, Top Story is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante. Good evening.